Greetings, my fellow reptilians. Welcome back to another episode. As always, I'm your host, the King of Reptilians, Deadly, and welcome back to Reptilian Studios. Today is Science Day, and from now on, on Wednesday, we learn about science. Now, I need to learn a lot about science, and, you know, I feel like a lot of people do, because I deeply believe it's one of the most important subjects ever. So, without further ado, let's get into it. I want to teach people science, but, you know, I don't have a PhD, so I'm going to explain certain genres of physics in the most simplest way anybody, and I mean anybody, can explain. You know, I'm not, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson, but, you know, I'm going to do my best. So let's start this off with, what is mechanical physics? Now, mechanical physics is the branch of physics that studies the motion and behavior of objects when they interact with forces. It's like figuring out why things move the way they do when pushed or pulled. This field focuses on understanding the basic rules that govern how objects move and interact with each other in the world around us. One key concept in mechanical physics is force. A force is basically a push or a pull on an object. For example, when you push a door, you apply force to it. Forces can make things speed up, slow down, or change direction. They can also cause objects to deform or break if they're too strong. Another important idea is motion. Motion simply means when something is moving or changing its position. Mechanical physics helps us understand how and why objects move the way they do. It's like explaining why a ball rolls down a hill or why a car slows down when you step on the brakes. Newton's laws of motion are like the cornerstone of mechanical physics. There are three simple rules that describe how objects behave when forces act on them. The first law says that an object will keep doing what it's doing unless a force changes its motion. This is often summed up as an object at rest stays at rest, and an object in motion stays in motion. The second law is probably the most famous one. It's often stated as, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. This means that whenever one object pushes or pulls on another, the second object pushes or pulls back with the same force but in the opposite direction. It's like when you jump off a diving board, your feet push down on the board and the board pushes you up into the air. Mechanical physics also deals with things like energy and momentum. Energy is the ability to do work, and it comes in different forms, like kinetic energy, which is the energy of motion, and potential energy, which is stored energy. Momentum is a measure of how hard it is to stop something that's moving. It depends on both an object mass and its velocity. In the real world, mechanical physics helps us understand and design all sorts of things, from roller coasters to bridges to airplanes. Engineers use the principles of mechanical physics to make sure that buildings can stand up to the strong winds, that cars can stop safely, and that machines work the way they're supposed to. Overall, mechanical physics is like the instruction manual for how the physical world works. It's all about understanding the basic rules that govern motion and forces so that we can better understand and interact with the world around us. So this is the basic premise of it, the simplistic way to describe something, and you learn something in 3 minutes. Now, ain't that, you know, worth your time? Next up, we have, you know, I think, let's talk about, what will next be? Okay. You know, since I mentioned Neil deGrasse Tyson, which is, you know, one of my idols, that man is absolutely brilliant. I love listening to him. I love listening to Star Talk. Also, check that out if you didn't already. But, you know, I'm going to explain this in the simplest way, what is astrophysics. Astrophysics is the study of everything in space, like stars, planets, galaxies, and even things we can't see directly, like dark matter and black holes. It's like a branch of science that combines physics, which is all about how things work, with astronomy, which is about studying objects in space. At its core is astrophysics is about asking big questions and trying to find answers. Scientists in this field want to know how the universe began, how it's changing over time, and what its future might be. They use observations from telescopes, satellites, and other instruments to gather data and learn more about the cosmos. One of the main things astrophysicists study is how stars work. Stars are huge balls of gas that produce light and heat through nuclear reactions happening deep inside them. By studying stars, scientists can learn about the processes that make them shine and how they evolve over time. This helps us understand how different types of stars form and die, and even how new stars are born from clouds of gas and dust. Another important idea, actually not idea, but area of research is astrophysics is galaxies. Galaxies are massive collections of stars, gas, and dust, held together by gravity. Our own galaxy, the Milky Way, is just one of billions in the universe. Scientists study galaxies to learn about their structure, how they form and evolve, and how they interact with each other. This helps us understand the large-scale structure of the universe and how it has changed over billions of years. Astrophysicists also study objects like black holes and neutron stars, which are incredibly dense and have intense gravitational fields. Black holes are regions of space where gravity is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape from them. Neutron stars are the remnants of massive stars that have exploded in supernova explosion. By studying these extreme objects, scientists can learn more about the fundamental laws of physics and how they apply in the most extreme environments. One of the most exciting recent discoveries in astrophysics is the existence of exoplanets, planets that orbit stars outside our solar system. By studying these planets, scientists hope to learn about how planets form and whether they could support life. This could help answer one of the biggest questions in science: are we alone in the universe? Overall, astrophysics is a fascinating field that seeks to understand the universe on the larger scales. By studying objects like stars, galaxies, and black holes, scientists hope to uncover the fundamental laws that govern the cosmos and our place within it. It's a field that's always changing and evolving as new observations and discoveries are made. And there's still so much we yet have to learn about the universe and our place in it. Now, like I said, I'm not the Neil deGrasse Tyson. I didn't know much, but I know some, if you allow me to say so. So I hope you actually learned what astrophysics is, because, you know, I certainly did. Next up, we have thermodynamics. Thermodynamics is the study of heat and energy. It's all about understanding how heat moves and changes in different situations, like when you boil water to make tea or when you use a fan to cool down on a hot day. There are three main ideas in thermodynamics, which are energy, heat, and work. First, let's talk about energy. Energy around us has energy. You have energy when you walk, when you eat food, when you're standing still. Energy is always changing from one form to another. For example, when you eat food, your body turns it into energy that you can use to run, play, and think. Now, let's talk about heat. Heat is a type of energy that makes things warmer. When you put water on stove, the heat from the stove makes the water warmer. When you touch something hot like a pan, you can feel the heat coming off of it. Finally, there's work. Work is when you use energy to move something. For example, when you push a box across the floor, you're doing work. When you ride a bike, you use the energy to move the pedals and make the wheels turn. Now, let's talk of these ideas together. Imagine you have a cup of tea sitting on a table. The tea has heat energy because it's warm. But over time, the heat energy in the tea will start to spread out to the air around it, making the tea cooler. This is called heat transfer. If you put a lid on the cup, it might keep the tea warmer for longer because it traps some of the heat inside. And, you know, thermodynamics also helps us understand things like engines and refrigerators. Engines use heat to do work, like making a car move. Refrigerators use work to move heat from the inside to outside, keeping your food cold. One important idea in thermodynamics is the concept of conservation of energy. This means that energy can be created or destroyed, only changed from one form to another. So when you drink a cup of tea and feels more awake, you're not creating energy out of thin air. You're just converting the energy from the tea into energy that your body is using. Another important concept is entropy. Now, entropy is a measure of how spread out or distorted things are. For example, a messy room has high entropy because things are scattered all over the place. A tidy room has low entropy because everything is in its proper place. According to the second law of thermodynamics, entropy tends to increase over time. This is why things like hot tea eventually cool down and why it's easier to make a mess than to clean it up. So, in conclusion, thermodynamics is all about understanding how heat and energy work. It helps us explain everyday phenomena like why hot things cool down, how engines work, and why messy rooms tend to get messier. By studying thermodynamics, scientists can design better engines, build more efficient appliances, and even understand the fundamental laws of the universe. Now, tell me you didn't learn something. Be honest. You probably did, because this was so interesting and so easy to learn. I bet you did. So, if you're looking for a community where we discuss, you know, nomadic type lifestyles, where you discuss being a recluse, where we discuss ninjutsu, where we discuss, you know, actually unique, very unique topics that are very difficult to come by online, I suggest, and you would really be doing me a favor, if you check out my Patreon, Reptilian Studio. I'm not even asking you to go follow, just check it out. I'm betting you're gonna see something that will interest you. If not, then just don't join. It takes like 1 minute. Just check it out, do me a favor, right? And you know, if you like something, give me a follow, help a brother out. Also, if you learned something, give this podcast a follow, because believe it or not, it does help, and it literally pains me to ask for it, because you know, I always fucking hated those people who are, you know, follow this, follow that, subscribe this, subscribe that. But you know, when you're trying to make a living, when you're putting really hard work into it, you know, you wanna feel appreciated and you wanna like make something of yourself. But if you're not getting follows, you're not getting paid, and you're not getting paid, then like, what's the point? Like, sure, it makes me happy, but eventually, like, you have to get, you know, find alternative ways of income, and you know, it means putting less and less time into things that actually make you happy to do. So I made sure to input my plugin at the end so people can just skip, and now they don't have to, because this is the end of the episode. I hope you learned something today. If you have topics for me to talk about and explain simplistically, just write it on my Patreon, and I will get back to you on the next, or the next episode, or the episode after that. Simple as that. So, it's been your boy Ted Lee, the King of Reptilians. Thank you for listening, and I'm out. Peace.